11 minutes past six. Now, the Senate has voted unanimously to hold an inquiry today, that inquiry into Australia's corporate watchdog ASIC. This follows accusations that ASIC took 16 months to act on information about serious misconduct within the Commonwealth Bank's financial planning unit. The deputy chairman of ASIC, Peter Kell, was questioned about the delay at a Senate estimates hearing. He didn't give an explanation. And that is what's prompted the New South Wales National Senator, John Williams, to push for this inquiry. And he joins me now. John Williams, thank you very much for your time.
Good to be with you, Waleed.
Peter Kell says that he's really limited in what he can say. That there are things he's not allowed to say publicly because there are unresolved issues. So given that that's the case, is this inquiry a little premature?
No, not at all. And when Peter Kell says he can't, he's limited in what he can say to questions, answers to questions I put to him in Senate estimates a couple of weeks ago. The question was very simple. Why did it take ASIC 16 months to act when the whistleblowers at the Commonwealth Financial Planning sent a four-page fax and various emails and asked them to act and gave them the information about wrongdoings being carried out in the Commonwealth Financial Planning?
Well, when you say they refused to act or they didn't act, what are you alleging there? Are you saying they did absolutely nothing or that they didn't take action that was sufficient? They didn't raid the Commonwealth Bank, for instance?
Well, that could be the case, and hopefully this inquiry will find some answers to those questions. But one of the diary notes from the whistleblowers, when the whistleblower finally went around to ASIC after 16 months and simply said, "What are you doing?" The diary note this person had made when he got there is the employee at ASIC said, "Oh, glad you're here. This has been bouncing around the place for almost 18 months." Now, I don't believe anyone who works in a bank would make a false diary note as part of their culture, part of their job. And that was the response from ASIC when the whistleblower finally got around ASIC to say, "What are you doing? Why aren't you acting?"
Well, what's bouncing around the place mean? Maybe that does imply some activity.
Well, I'd say the complaints, the faxes, the emails saying here's clear indications of wrongdoings, and also those whistleblowers informed ASIC that there is a need of urgency here because they believe the files were being sanitised or cleaned up. And so there is a case in itself. Why did it take 16 months? But, well, this is not something new to ASIC. If we go back when I instigated the inquiry into liquidators and administrators, those in the insolvency practitioners industry, it was some 4 years of complaints by the infamous Stuart Arif, who's now in jail for 6 years, 4 years of complaints to ASIC, who never acted. In one case, it cost the company $1.8 million in legal fees to have a rogue liquidator in Stuart Arif removed, 4 years of no action with ASIC, and then finally with media and the reports in the media, they did finally act. Now, to me, that is far too slow.
Well, so what's this inquiry about? Is it about the specific Commonwealth Bank case? Is it more broad than that?
Far more broad than that. The terms of reference are very broad. The regulations at ASIC have, the powers they have, how they enforce those powers, what protection for whistleblowers both in the private sector and the public sector and any other related issues. So the terms of reference are very broad, and I think it'll be a very interesting inquiry that we'll report to the Senate on the 31st of March next year.
What sort of standard are you going to apply? I mean, how long is too long to respond to these sorts of things? This is kind of ASIC's argument, or at least what it's saying publicly. These are very complex matters, and however quickly we respond, it will look like it's not fast enough.
Well, no, fair go. 16 months is far too slow. When you get information from a well-known institution such as a Commonwealth Bank and employees in that institution, surely the red lights would start flashing very brightly, and you'd be sending someone around within a couple of days to say, OK, let's talk, what is going on here? The information was fed to them, and we saw tremendous pressure put on those whistleblowers, ramifications of what they've had to go through and suffer as a result of the hard job of being a whistleblower. I think it's far too slow, and we need to have the point I make here is that when it comes to financial advice and investments, we've got $1.5 trillion, a huge, unthinkable amount of money in superannuation in Australia. A lot of that now is being self-managed, and those people require good, sound financial advice and for those financial planners to do the right thing. And so that is what we'll learn in this inquiry when the submissions come forward.
What's the end game here? What's the end result? Is it really just a question of applying pressure and greater regulation and scrutiny on ASIC? Or could it also mean they get greater resources because they need those resources in order to investigate everything that's coming to them?
Well, on your later question, the greater resources, I've asked the former boss of ASIC, Mr. D'Aloisio, on several occasions in Senate estimates, are you resourced enough? The answer was yes. The answer these days is we could always do with more. What I want is a good corporate watchdog out there, a good corporate cop that is fed, when it's fed information of wrongdoings, they act quickly, and they not only act in a corporate world. When there are clear indications of criminal activities, they make a referral to or a brief to the DPP or the police to see that criminal charges are looked at as well.
Yeah, but all those things take resources. So irrespective of what they've said in the past, you're going to be looking at their response here if there's a shortfall in resources. Is that the kind of, is your mind open to that?
It is open to that because we need that corporate watchdog to be really efficient and act quickly, and no doubt those things will be discussed. ASIC will no doubt be called in front of the committee and all issues that will be raised. Why didn't you act quickly if they say we didn't have the resources? How many more resources do you need? What will they cost? We do know ASIC actually makes a profit on the year with its corporate charges, so we'll have to look at those issues and make recommendations. I can't preempt those recommendations, what the committee will put forward. But it'll be interesting to hear all sides of the story.
Now, I know this is cross-party. This is not a partisan inquiry, and the Senate's voted unanimously anyway, so there's no issue with that. But is there a political overlay here, given that people on your side of politics and your coalition partner, for example, the Senator, Liberal Senator David Johnston, have at least suggested that part of the problem with ASIC has been Julia Gillard's decision to give a friend, Greg Medcraft, a job, a senior job as ASIC chairman, which he alleges at least violated the idea of merits-based public sector appointment processes. I mean, is there a political drive to this at all on your side of politics?
I'm glad you asked that, Waleed, because this is uncanny. When I addressed the joint party room of senators, coalition senators, Tuesday morning around lunchtime on this very issue, how I request this inquiry, Senator David Johnston was one to say, well, we really need that. He'd already slotted his time in for his speech yesterday, and he had already prepared his speech. He had no idea I was pursuing this inquiry, and that is just running in parallel. That is his attitude that just happened to be at the same time. It was certainly not planned. I can promise you I never discussed last week or any other time that Senator Johnston should put his speech into the Senate at the same time as we were pursuing this inquiry. He just happens to share the same attitude that we need to have a huge lifting of standards by ASIC for the benefit of all Australians.
Sure, but he's making a political point out of it. You're definitely distancing yourself from that.
Oh, absolutely, and it's good to see that the motion today to have the inquiry was not only sponsored by Senators Cameron, Labor Senator for New South Wales, and Greens leader Senator Christine Milne, and there was certainly no dissent in the vote. It was just on the voices. No one certainly voted no when the motion was put, and because we have those other parties with their names to this referral for the Senate inquiry, I think that sends a good message that all sides of the Senate in politics want to see this inquiry and see what can be done to see if we can get a better performing ASIC and corporate watchdog.
Look forward to the result in March. Thank you very much for your time, John.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
National Senator for New South Wales, Senator John Williams.